Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, and we are going to kick off our fifth episode with one of my favorite people, Luna Russo from Unified Caring. And Luna heads up the scholarship program, and so we're going to go back to an interview that we had with her a few weeks ago, and because the scholarship program ended in May, and we'll get updates on that. So, Luna, welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. How are you?
Oh, I'm just very thrilled to be here again. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, last time we talked, we were talking about this unique, and it's a truly unique scholarship program that that Unified Caring does. Can you maybe touch base a little bit with about what happened since we last spoke?
Well, we ordinarily have the scholarship opportunity for kids that are like juniors and seniors in high school, and we have it biannually. And this year, our scholarship opened up on March 15th and ran through the end of May. And it was a little bit different than a previous scholarship request, because ordinarily we just put out a question asking them how they see a more caring world. And this time we actually made it a little bit more specific, in that we used our CARE program, which is C-A-R-E, which stands for Children, Animals, Reforestation, and the Elderly. So we asked them to choose a category and to tell us how they feel that they would have a more caring livelihood in either one of these categories. So it was very, very, very interesting when they started coming in, and a little bit surprising for us. The majority of the essays revolved around children, and the elderly came in second place, which was kind of surprising for us. They were very tuned into the needs of the elderly. And then we had folks talking about the animals, and then the environment was the last category with regard to the numbers that chose that category.
Wow. I think that is a very telling, you know, that the children of today are really concerned about the children of today and tomorrow, as well as our elders, which we really need to honor a whole lot more. So how fabulous is that?
Yeah, it was really wonderful. And yes, it was very, very focused on the children. And in many of the essays, the kids who wrote them called upon their own personal experience. For instance, mm-hmm. Here's just a one-liner from one of our winners. It reads this way: I was his friend at recess, his lunch buddy, and the only counselor to treat him as a child rather than a miscreant. I then saw a whole new kid. He grew enthusiasm and danced for the first time that summer. He carried himself differently and made new friends. That's just a phrase
yeah.
That was picked out from a young woman who actually was involved herself in an after school program. And there was one young boy that was really, really acting out, didn't want to do anything, was totally uncooperative, and they assigned her to him. And she just was wonderful. She knew instinctively exactly how to bring him out of his shell and to make him not be so uncomfortable in that situation, and she brought out the best in him.
That's
yeah,
a beautiful
it was lovely.
Thing. Yeah, it
yeah.
is. Now, yeah. What was the final count of submissions that you had?
The total number of of essays or individual categories?
The total number of essays.
Oh, 189, which we
wow.
were really surprised. Yeah, we were surprised it was so many because of COVID. I mean, it opened up on March 15th, and within days we were on lockdown, and the whole world changed. And so we didn't really know if the kids were going to be able to, you know, submit their essays and continue on with what they wanted to do. So in the beginning, it was just really trickling in, and then the momentum picked up, and toward the end, we were like, wow, God bless these kids. They're really on it, and they really had a lot to say, so we really appreciated
right.
that so much.
Right, right. Now, through this process, with 189 individuals
mm-hmm.
or 189 essays to go through, that had to be, you know, at times heart-wrenching. It had to be sometimes even very humorous. And the desires, how these children express themselves, had to be something very difficult to come up with your 10 winners and then your 10 runner-ups. How does something like that take place?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a very, 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 very difficult process. Some of the kids are just extremely talented in their writing skills, and some of the kids are really amazing with what they've accomplished in life and what their dreams are and goals and ideas for the future. And some of the kids write directly from the heart. So, and it's all, you know, of equal value. So it was extremely difficult. And what we do is we take the total number of essays that come in, and we divide it up usually among three of us there in the office. And we all choose those that we feel are eligible to win. And so, and then I get the final decision from them, and then I incorporate mine, and then I have to make it all work without feeling guilty.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
And,
right, right.
Yeah. And
I would imagine with the CARE program, with the children, the animals, the elderly, and the reforestation, that had to be quite a touching moment to choose any of these, you know, with especially with the impact statement of the quote that you just read. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, you know. So
yeah.
So the process then you have to take, I mean, how many come into you out of that 189 that came into you that were final selection?
They come into my computer, so I get to read them all. Usually do.
Right.
I just want to honor every single one, and I read them. But in order to be fair, in order to just keep it in a very equitable place, my other two colleagues also get to, we got 189. We just basically divided it in three. So one person got one third, another person got another third, and I got the last third to choose my choices from, just that third. So we go that route. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It is a very difficult thing, and I personally feel very, very responsible to honor these these kids, because they really put so much effort into what they do, and they really have some great ideas. So one of the things that we are planning on doing is staying in touch with these scholarship enterers.
Right, entrance.
The kids. I don't
know. Yeah, so this
kids.
is yeah. this the caring ambassador program
that's
that we talked
yes.
about last time? So
yes,
this is like an update for that. Great.
Yes.
Let's
yes,
talk about
gonna
that.
These kids are caring ambassadors. There's just no doubt about it. Even if they
right.
haven't had any hands-on experience, their ideas, their goals, their passion, definitely caring ambassadors. So what
right, right.
we'd like to do is to create a column on our website for caring ambassador updates. And so we will be staying in touch with all of these entrants for this scholarship contest and the previous one, because we're still talking juniors and seniors here. And just inviting them to stay in touch with us. We want to be there to support them. We would like for them to be heard because they have such unique approaches to life and the way they see it. And we would like our readers to have that opportunity to see that too. So we are going to create this section on our website, Caring Ambassador Update, because frankly, it's more about not just validating them and encouraging them and reinforcing their dreams, but it's also about encouraging others who may read what these kids have to say and say, well, I could do that. You know, you never really know. You can't really tell somebody what to do, but if they can be inspired by what these kids are doing, I think that's just a win-win.
Oh, I agree. You know, the thing is, I'm a true believer in the fact that inspiration is everywhere. And if somebody were to read, like, the one quote, and I'm sure you have other quotes that we'll get to, but just that one quote that you just read about the miscreant and the girl who instinctively knew how to see him as a child. And, you know, I think that anybody reading that, if they had maybe in their background had not seen something, you know, like that, you know, but it may alter their thought and say, you know what, yeah, I really should be nicer to people, or I should be nice to everybody. And, you know, everybody's got their own story, and mine then becomes a whole bunch of so what. And, you know, so it's kind of like that pond, the stone skipping across the pond, you know. These children will never know the wave of impact that they've had on another person who's maybe read their essay, or somebody who knows them personally, you know. And I just think that's such an amazing event in this period in time. I do. I love that. I absolutely love that.
No, thank you for saying that. Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. As I read these essays, sometimes I say to myself, I want to grow up to be like you.
Right.
Really. It's just like these kids are so masterful in the way they perceive things. And it's masterful and it's pure. You know, they haven't had so much life experience where they feel discouraged or anything like that. They are still in this blossoming stage. And for me, that's like such a gift for the planet. And that's the energy, I think, that we're trying to put out there to show the world that there is hope, that our future is in good hands, that these kids really have what it takes. So, yeah, thank you for your comments. I agree with you.
Yeah, so do you have other quotes you'd like to share with the brilliance of these children? Oh, perfect.
Sure.
I would love to hear some.
Yeah, so would I. I love to read them. This gal wrote about reforestation, and one of her lines in her essay was, "Some assert that the worth of a tree is determined by the number on the price tag, while it can be free under the right resources. But as deforestation continues unimpeded, it would seem as though the desert was right. A tree is priceless."
Wow.
So, you know, yeah. It's so poignant. Yeah.
I hope she gets hooked up with One Tree Planted. That's a great organization to connect with.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It really is. I personally love trees, and the more trees the better, and I love the colors, and you know, and what trees remind me of in the winter is that it's only temporary. Life is only temporary because everything comes back to bloom in the spring.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right.
I love watching trees change because it reminds me of the metamorphosis of the human race, right? And I think they're great teachers. But anyway, go ahead.
I think trees are so alive.
More.
No, yeah, I do. I just want to say I think trees are so alive, and it's funny when I see trees, I feel the gnomes because they're in charge of the trees.
Right?
And it's like, man, the gnomes are here. They're taking good care of these trees, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I have a tree that sadly has to come down, but it has like what looks like a little doorway at the bottom. I'll have to take a picture of it and send it to you because it's just like, yes, I know the little gnomes, this is their home, and somebody's going to take it down soon, which is so sad. Because I'll send it to you. It's cute. Anyway, I digress.
All right. Well, I'd like to read a little bit from this essay. This is from a young woman who, the first years of her life, she was bounced from one foster home to another. And finally, she found her forever mom. And as she goes on to talk about that, she reveals that she is slightly autistic and didn't know how to speak. So her new mother taught her American Sign Language and gave her, the nurturing that she really required. And so she talks about this incident that occurred. She says, one Sunday morning, I volunteered with members of the Rotary Club at a local soup kitchen where we made and served breakfast to the homeless community. My duty was to serve drinks, so as each person came through the line, I asked them whether they would like water, orange juice, or milk. I met one woman through the line who, when I asked her the question, gestured that she was deaf and did not understand. Being proficient in American Sign Language and understanding what it was like to encounter a language barrier, I signed the question for her instead. Her eyes widened, then became watery, and she signed back to me she had not communicated with anyone in years.
Oh.
We had a short conversation. Yeah, I know. I cry every time I read this one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, how horrible. Yes.
Yeah, so this young person, her whole essay, I mean, it wasn't about for me at all. Her whole essay was really about how it's very important to incorporate children with special needs into the school program. What she says is, teaching children important values and discussions from a young age, such as including all people and treating them with kindness and inclusivity, cultivates a society of informed and respectful individuals who will improve the world for the better. Basically, she's saying everybody should be treated the same. So, so what she is doing in her life is continuing to bridge the gap by she started a club after school and online for those who wanted to learn sign language, of kids her own age. So she's actually very proactive in teaching sign language through the internet and with a club that they meet once a week after school. So she's a pretty active girl here.
Wow. I wonder if she can take it to the school boards and just have it taught. You know, when you think about it, sign language should be taught in all schools to children at young ages.
Or at least have a club.
Know?
Right? I know.
That's amazing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good for her.
No, it was, she said an interesting statistic in her report. Over 90% of deaf children are born to hearing parents. However, a majority of those parents do not learn sign language, meaning their children have no access to language, which causes them to suffer from language deprivation. Yeah. Though I am deaf, I am highly functioning. Anyway, she goes on. It's a wonderful essay. I just don't want to get too caught up on it. But, it's just one small example of a very large person in the world.
Wow. Wow. Bless her heart. I wish her much success in all of her endeavors.
You're kind of... You're parroting my feelings for these children. They have endeavors. They do. They want, you know, so I think it's very important to support that. An interesting thing happened this year also. Ordinarily, in the past, when we've sent out our emails announcing the scholarship contest, we've used a mailing list of emails from school counselors across the country. This year, I think that we must have been picked up by some sort of scholarship network because we got scholarship entries in from Puerto Rico, from Hawaii. I know they're not on our original list. So it was quite exciting. So we're reaching a lot of people, and I just think this has just got so much potential to touch more people around the world.
Well, I think that's just beautiful. Now, the scholarship program is open to, when you say that you have your email list with school counselors, it's not just in California or Arizona where UCA is based. I mean, this is nationwide.
No.
So
yeah, it is nationwide, and we've accumulated this list over maybe 4 years, but we don't have a complete list of all schools throughout the nation, and yes, we do cover many, many, many states. Whatever we have, we use, but it's going out. It just has its own life force, and it's going out, and it's touching more people than ever before. So it's really time to. Yeah, it is great. I mean, I think it's one of the most beautiful things that we do as an association, and I think that we have just got to move it up to the front a little bit more and give it more exposure for everyone to enjoy.
Right. Now, do you have a quote from, say, somebody with one from the elderly or one with regard to animals that you love?
Oh, let me find one. Oh, she's so funny. Well, here's an animal one. It's pretty long,
okay.
So I can read this. Whether they are swimming in the Atlantic Ocean, playing in our backyard, or roaming in the African safaris, all types of animals run risks. Every single ocean in the world has discarded plastic. Who are the victims? Sea animals. In all 50 states in the U.S., organized animal fights are a felony that continues to happen. This is a very strong one. Due to these events, a great number of animals are hurt or die. Although a safari allows animals to roam in their natural habitat, these animals can still suffer from trauma. If I could change the way animals are, I would change plastic to glass, make organized animal fights illegal, and stop African safaris from offering tours. That's pretty strong. But I never thought, I mean, I think of a safari and I think of the animals just kind of roaming around doing their things. But this child must have done some research and feels like, well, maybe the animals feel a little bit compromised or scared. So I don't know. They've done research.
Well,
that's clear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
well, sadly, they have hunts, the trophy kills. But more horrific is, they have those in the United States. They have those canned trophy hunts, and it makes me sick to my stomach. But I'm all with her. I think it all should be made illegal and go back to glass, right? We used to recycle glass all the time and take it back in, and then all of a sudden we went to plastic. I totally agree with her, 100%.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely brilliant, that young person.
Well, and they're brave, too. They put stuff out there that people don't want to hear, and I just think, okay, you go, boy, or you go, girl. Absolutely.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. It might be uncomfortable, but the more you're aware of what's going on in your surroundings, like these kids, obviously are, the more that you're aware of what's going on, the more you can do to get involved to change it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the oceans are littered. We were on a cruise not too long ago, and I was surprised to see we left from Italy, and we were in Venice, and that waterway is so, every night it is just completely covered in garbage, and then they have these boats that come and clean it all up, and it's like, well, where do you put it? Italy is just nothing but a bunch of little islands connected by bridges, right? But I was so amazed. I truly was amazed, so I look for things in glass, not plastic, personally.
Plastic,
right. I agree. 100% with that young person. I'd love to help her champion her cause, you know, and I think more people could get on her, could get on that cause and help her out. Illegal animal fights is another, that's a horrific thing.
I'm sure that goes, we've all heard about them. I mean, they don't go on in my community, but I'm sure in some communities they do. It's pretty horrific, some of the things that people do. Yeah, and it's good.
Yeah.
Let's keep it out there. Don't hide it under the covers, you know. And that's what these kids are doing. Here's a young man who plays a piano at a senior home, and he goes and he plays piano, and it's so sweet. He talks about Henry, who's 92, and his most generous and forgiving audience member with his loud bravo at the end of each piece. But what I really wanted to read here was what he says about the residents who required skilled nursing. He says, the residents who require skilled nursing are significantly different. All are wheelchair-bound. Most do not talk, make eye contact, or feed themselves. I play piano for those seniors during dinner hour. In the beginning, I questioned whether my playing made any difference. Then I noticed the subtle responses to the music from the otherwise inanimate seniors. One would tap along with her spoon. Another would wave his hands in the air as if he was conducting. Some would shuffle in their wheelchairs to be closer to the piano. I must admit that those reactions moved me as much as if I'd received a standing ovation. So sweet.
My gosh, it brings tears to my eyes.
Ah, sweet, right? But this is the same kid, which I find fascinating. This fascinated me. This was something out of the blue. As an aspiring engineer, I think artificial intelligence can provide the intellectual stimulation needed to combat cognitive decline. I hope that my engineering training in college will enable me to build personal assistant robots that can talk, translate, play games, read books, suggest mental exercises, and connect seniors to others around the world via video chats. The robots would fill the gaps between relative visits and community activities. They would automatically learn each senior's schedule and preferences and adapt accordingly. They would monitor the seniors and alert family members or first responders if something unexpected occurs. It would be like Alexa meets Skype meets Facebook. I mean, never in my wildest dreams would I come up with this, but look at this kid. I mean, he's like, okay, here's the problem. What can I do about it? I love these kids.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What a huge heart this young man has. And I champion his cause, too. I hope that in college that he's able to, with his engineering skill, to accomplish that. What a game changer for senior citizens.
Yeah.
That could probably even leave them in their own home.
If it monitors them and alerts family members, that's a possibility. Yeah. I mean, he definitely has an engineer's mind with a good heart. What a great combination. Think about that.
Right.
That's really, you know.
That is. What a wonderful humanitarian he is.
Yes,
you know.
That's a great title. He is a humanitarian. That's a great. Thank you for saying that. Yes, these children are humanitarians. They are.
Yes.
They have that innate quality that strives to make things better for mankind. Yeah,
right.
Really beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, sweetheart, it has been. It's always fun having you. I do hope that you come back. We are at the end of our time. Now, people can go to www.unifiedcaring.org.
Actually, there's a direct line into the blogs. Is that where you want to go?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's have that. I was giving out the website, unifiedcaring.org, where people can go and read up about all of the great benefits that are offered by Unified Caring Association, get involved with memberships, the CARE program. And if they want to have a direct line to the scholarships, where can they go?
We've been putting some of the scholarship essays on the blog because we felt we wanted them to be more visible. It is actually Unified Caring Association blog, all run together, no periods, unifiedcaringassociationblog.com. That will take you directly into the blog section. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
May
Unified Caring Association.
Unified
Caring
Association.
Can I have that one more time?
Blog. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Blog. Got it.
Unified.com. Caring Association blog.com. It's a .com for some reason, but that's it. Takes you right there.
Great.
Yeah.
All
There's
right.
One
well, thank you so
quote.
Much. You'll
if
come
I...
back and visit with us again, right?
Okay. I'll
and give us
the quote
and give us updates.
My pleasure.
All right. All right,
thank
Luna,
you
have a great
day.
All right,
thank
you so much
bye-bye.
For your time. All right, bye-bye. Bye.